A new study at the UC Davis Violence Prevention Program shows that people who purchase handguns legally, who have a previous DUI conviction, are more likely to be arrested for a violent offense. The report is fuel for a bill in the California legislature, SB 55, which would restrict access to firearms to people with a history of multiple DUI convictions. To find out more, we are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Rose Kogawa, one of the study's co-authors. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about what you found.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So this study sought to understand whether convictions for DUI are an indicator of increased risk for future violence among people purchasing handguns. And our study sample included everyone aged 21 to 49 that legally purchased a handgun in California in 2001. And we compared purchasers with and without DUI convictions at the time of making that purchase in terms of risk of arrest for a range of violent crimes during 14 years of follow-up.
Is this an issue that lawmakers have been monitoring, or are you bringing it to their attention, would you say?
I'd say it's, so actually where the motivation for this study came from was that in 2013, California's legislature passed a bill that would have limited firearm ownership among people with a history of alcohol or substance abuse. And that was actually vetoed by then Governor Brown. Citing in some ways a lack of literature linking these specific factors to violence. And so we wanted to do a study to answer that question. Is there, in fact, an association between DUI conviction and more broadly alcohol-related crimes and risk for future violence among people who are purchasing firearms?
So you found there's a correlation between the two?
We did.
What do you think is going on? What's your theory?
Well, the study wasn't designed specifically to highlight what the mechanism of action is connecting these things, but there's a few theories here. So while this is not true of everyone with a DUI could signal a pattern of frequent or excessive alcohol use, and alcohol use is known to facilitate aggression. Or DUI can be an indicator more generally of a greater willingness to engage in dangerous or harmful activities, such as alcohol-impaired driving and violence.
Have there been similar studies done looking into the same sort of connection, potential connection?
Yeah. So in general, there's a strong connection in the literature between alcohol use and violence, including firearm violence. And then actually there's a study coming out from our group previously that did a very similar thing, but looked at people who were purchasing firearms back in 1977, looking at their criminal records in terms of alcohol-related crimes and their risk for future violence. It was a bit of a smaller sample, and as you heard, it was back in 1977, so we wanted to update that, but the findings were really parallel here.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Rose Kogawa is one of the study's co-authors with the UC Davis Violence Prevention Program.